Hello one and all. Welcome again to Dialab Radio, Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 1, Episode 9, 1936. This time, let me bring to you an interesting story of bioluminescence. Do you know bioluminescence? It's simple. Well, bio would mean life and luminescence means light. So you can tell that I am referring to living light. Yes, it means the production and of course emission of light by living organisms. Have you ever encountered and appreciated the beauty of sparkling fireflies, glowing fungi, jellyfish, and other marine organisms? Oh yeah, it's worth an experience. Okay, let me begin with telling you that bioluminescence occurs through a chemical reaction that requires luciferase enzyme and substrate luciferin that is converted to oxyluciferin and light energy. This beautiful resource has traveled from fireflies to molecular biology labs where luciferase is used as a reporter assay to study gene expression in a most convenient and quantitative readouts. Dialab Tsukuba team members have been engaged in bioluminescence research for over last two decades, representing the world leaders in this field. After cloning a variety of luciferases that emit, let me say, different shades of light, and generating a range of reporters for research, they are now commercially available. They are now describing about secreted luciferase from Cypridina. Seems like that this luciferase is a glycoprotein. What they did this time is played with glycosylation sites by creating mutations and see if it would make any difference in enzyme function. Yes, they found that glycosylation is required for protein folding and substrate protein interaction, but it's not so important for secretion process and stability of the protein. The study appeared in Photochemistry and Photobiology, Volume 94, 2018. Please take a look. Bye for now.